Veterans and their families lined up near the elementary school in trucks and cars displaying American flags and some in uniform. Tony Vinson served in the Navy from 1988 to 1992 and also worked at a Marine Corps base following that.
I'm proud, and I think of all the new ones that are coming in, because I have a little cousin, I guess, found out he graduated Marine Corps boot camp yesterday. And so I think it's pretty big for, I don't know, all the generations to go through something or, you know, experience something bigger than yourself, and kind of proud of that.
Both Tony and his wife Tracy served in the Navy. They have three sons, one in the Coast Guard, one in the Army, and a third in the Reserve Officers Training Corps for the Air Force. Tommy Fisher served in the Army from 2004 through 2005 during Operation Iraqi Freedom. He thinks about the people he fought beside who have died, but says it's good to gather with other veterans.
Yeah, it heals the heart a little bit, because you get with other people that have been through the same thing.
Sure.
Okay. So, yeah.
In a nearby car is Dave Burley. He served in the Army from 1969 into 1972, doing two tours in Vietnam. He was a door gunner on a helicopter.
Of course, when I got home, I didn't even want to tell anybody I was in the service.
We're actually going to be the
last. Because we weren't accepted very well. So,
well, that,
my first year up here, I lived here for 8 years now, but I got here just before Veterans Day, and I went to the first.
So they wanted all
the first year I got here, and there was only like eight veterans at the assembly. So I started telling them, "You got to go. These kids are putting on a great show."
Do you know where?
And I think it's really important to.
Some of the stuff is going to be over by the.
To be here for them when they make the effort.
The kids are coming out.
Local school students have honored those who've served the country in different ways over the past couple decades. This year's parade started with a middle school band. And ended at the high school with that school's band. Veterans were also given handmade quilts in red, white, and blue.
Given to Aaron Roll for service to the United States Marine Corps.
The local group Rain Country Quilters has now completed and given out 108 quilts of valor. That's part of a national program. Some high school students have also helped with those during an annual day of service. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.